Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 77 degrees. KSL's top story. Utah has an NHL team and the celebration is underway. The hockey party at the Delta Center has been going on for about a half an hour now. I'm outside the Delta Center along with thousands of fans, and joining me live, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. So tell us what's been going on this afternoon.
A lot of people. I've never seen it so packed on the outside of the Delta Center. I mean, thousands of people lined up, and still thousands of people that didn't make it inside are just hanging out. A lot of them eating hot dogs. I've seen live animals. I've seen kids playing street hockey, face painting, tons of jerseys. This man brought his son, his teen son here. He says they've been trying to get into every NHL stadium, go to a game at each one, and now they'll be able to do that, watch games here at the Delta Center.
It's a great family. I mean, I've already seen half a dozen people that I know in and around the hockey community. Every place we go to, we're always accepted, and people talk to us just like, as you know, we're family to them or locals, and it's just a great community.
Now, I thought that they were only giving hot dogs to the first 5,000 people, but I just saw they set up a whole table with another thousands of hot dogs and were handing them out to the people left outside. So even if you didn't make it inside, not a bad deal.
Thanks a lot, Amy. The Delta Center can barely fit all the fans who've turned out for this party this afternoon. We're guessing 2,000 people milling around outside. The team's new owner, Ryan Smith, says 29,000 people have already pre-registered for season tickets.
Let's not stop. We want to make sure that every single person in Utah gets a taste of hockey.
The hockey celebration began actually this morning when our new NHL team, the players and their management, flew from Phoenix to Salt Lake City. And when they got here, the team received a very special welcome from young hockey players from all over the state. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera continues team coverage.
It looks like hundreds of permission slips were submitted to schools all over Utah, with the hangar packed wall to wall with youth hockey players holding "Welcome to Utah" signs. The energy was building from the time the jet taxied in to when the jet door opened and the cheers reached maximum level. Coaches, parents, and young fans got to meet players like Liam O'Brien, Logan Cooley, and Alex Kerfoot, who stopped to sign autographs and give out high fives. Just another sign that the state has been waiting for this day to arrive. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
So maybe you don't know the players' names yet, but that's okay, because think about it. The team doesn't have a name yet. Fans, though, are guaranteed a say. Ryan Smith says the name will be decided by a bracket vote by the fans, though he didn't say when the brackets will be released and the voting begins. Two new names were anonymously filed for trademark in the past couple of days, the Utah Mammoth and the Utah Ice. We have a whiteboard here at our booth right outside the Delta Center. As people walk by, they contemplate, like it's a major life decision, which of the names that have been trademarked they want to vote for. And the runaway favorite, the Utah Yetis. In second place, the Utah Blizzard. One guy told me they're going to name the team the Blizzard, and the mascot will be a Yeti. KSL News Time 6:04. Our coverage will continue. Meantime, we're learning about the cause of the fire at Oakdale Farms yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of chickens died. Craig Butters, the commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food, says this fire most likely started by an equipment malfunction.
My understanding is that they had some equipment that they were using, a pressure washer to clear out some of the ventilation for their building. Somehow that pressure washer caught fire and the fans pulled the flames into the building.
Butter says it's one of the biggest fires he's ever seen on a farm. KSL News Time 6:04. The U.S. Supreme Court today heard a case that could have implications for abortion bans nationwide. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court appears divided over the challenge to Idaho's abortion ban. The Justice Department insists the Idaho law violates a federal law that ensures emergency room care to all patients. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan voicing her concerns.
Her life is not in peril, but she's going to lose her reproductive organs. She's going to lose the ability to have children in the future.
Abortion rights advocates chanted outside the court as it heard those oral arguments. Meantime, in Arizona, lawmakers repealed the state's near total ban on abortions. Three Republicans joined all 29 Democrats to repeal a law that predated Arizona's statehood. 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in the 2020 presidential election have been charged with conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. Today's indictment marks the fourth state to bring charges against fake electors. Meantime, in Michigan, the lead investigator in the Republican false elector case testified this afternoon that former President Trump and others should be considered unindicted co-conspirators. The others include former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.